siyabonga Chris Lojonga lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesine mhlaka 30 ngomabasa 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Tingala ukuphela uncedo ukubapha izimali ukuthi bathi baqhele njalo amabhizinisi bakwazi ukuthengiselela ubangani bethu. Kulokuba sibe sithenga kuwo makhelwana, sithenga sinjenge supermarket. Nathi kufanele sithengise phela ukuthi sithole inzuzo yemali. Amabhizinisi ngibona sengathithi ayaqhela.
Amazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika sekhuthazwe ukuthi azimisele ukusebenzelana ndawonye ukuthuthukisa ukulolongwa kwempahla ingakathengiswa ukuze inotho yamazwe la incede uzulu.
Abantu bethu badinga ukuthi babe informed ukuthi kwenzekani around them. Badinga ukuthi babe informed ukuthi kwenzekani even uma public offices ngeke sikwenze lokho uma singanayo le mithetho esivumeleka ukuthi singene sicheke nama bank accounts abantu abasiphethe.
Intatheli zindaba zikuthazwa ukuphatheka emsebenzini yokuloba ngendlela evumbulula lokho uhulumende labamankampani abazama ukukufihlela uzulu. Intsha emandebeleni ikakhulu esikhalangeni ehlala kwele South Africa isola umongameli Robert Mugabe ngamazwi akhe okuthi abesikhalangeni kabafundanga njalo yibo abadala amacala eSouth Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika athi azimisele ukusebenzelana ndawonye ukuthuthukisa ukulolongwa kwempahla ingakathengiswa ukuze inotho esemazweni la incede uzulu olapho hachi ukuphuma isiya kwamanye amazwe akhatshana lapho ephenduka khona isidula. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uNothando Sibanda.
Evule ngokusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair, umongameli Edgar Chakwa Lungu weZambia uthi lumbukiso ugcwalisa injongo zabakhokheli bamazwe akulumhlubulo ezivumelane ukuthi inotho yamazwe la ingathathwa ingalolongwanga kodwa kuncediswane ukuthi amazwe la avule amabhizimisi emazweni akhelane lawo kungakabizwa abantu bakhatshana. Uthi ubudlelwano kwezebhizimisi phakathi kweZimbabwe leZambia buyakhula lapho iZimbabwe ethengisele impahla yayo eZambia amadola angaphezu kwezigidi ezingamakhulu amane, i-$406 million, yadinga impahla kulelo lizwe engaphezu kwebhiliyoni lamadola, i-$1.3 billion, kusukela kumnyaka ka-2010 kusiya ku-2014. Indikimba yalonyaka ethi stimulating trade, seizing opportunities to accelerate growth, uthi ilungele isikhathi lesi ngoba amazwe asezansi yezwekazi leli afanele ukusebenzisa wonke amathuba angawathola ukuvula amabhizimisi lokuvuna kumpahla yawo kungakhathalekile ukuthi amazwe akhatshana athini. Uqhubeke esithi ilizwe leZimbabwe liyakhanya ukuthi lithatha amanyathelo amaningi ukuthuthuka lisuka kusimo ebeselikuso.
Between Zambia and Zimbabwe, founded by our forefathers, has a rich history dating back to the pre-colonial days.
Ubungane phakathi kwamazwe la omabili kukhulu kusukela kudala phakathi kwabo khokho bethu. Langesikhathi sempi yenkululeko, abantu beZambia leZimbabwe bavele basebenza ndawonye. Ubudlelwano kwezebhizimisi phakathi kwamazwe la buyakhula ngeminyaka.
Ekhuluma ngemva kokubhoda ebona imbukiso, ilunga lebandla elibusayo iZANU PF, uDr. Sikhanyiso Ndlovu, uthi imbukiso yalonyaka ilohlonzi, kuyakhanya ukuthi osomabhizimisi bakuleli bayazama ngazo zonke indlela ukusebenza kumumo onzima.
Dingakala kuphela uncedo ukubapha izimali ukuthi bathi baqhele njalo amabhizinisi bakwazi ukuthengiselela kubangani bethu. Kulokuba sibe sithenga kuomakhelwana, sithenga sinjenge supermarket, nathi kufanele sithengise phela ukuthi sithole inzuzo yemali. Amabhizinisi ngibona sengathithi ayaqhela. Hayi kuphela omakhelwana, but kunamanye amazwe ku-Europe khona le nase-England.
Umbukiso walonyaka uvulelwe uZulu lamhla kusiyafika umgqibelo lapho ozaqijwa khona. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguNothando Spanda.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Intatheli zindaba sezikhuthazwe ukuthi zivumbulule ububi obufihlwa ngamankampani kanye lohulumende. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Zikhuthazwa njalo lezi ntatheli zindaba ukubhala ingwalo ezikhuluma ngezokwethulwa kwezindaba elizweni, hathi ukuba kwenziwe ngabakwamanye amazwe. Lesi simo abenhlanganiso yentatheli zindaba eyeZimbabwe Union of Journalists ZUJ bathi yiso esibafuqe ukukhokhela kule mkhuthazo ngokuhlanganisa ugwalo olumumethe ezinye zezindaba zalezi ntatheli zindaba ukuveza okwenzakala yiziphathamandla ensitha enhlanganisweni lakumankampani ehlukeneyo. Emazwini akhe ekuphawulweni kwalolu gwalo olulesihloko esithi The Backstory, eBook Cafe eHarare lamhle kuseni, unobhala jikelele kule nhlanganiso uMnumzana Foster Dongosi uveze inhloso yabo ekuthatheni leli nyathelo.
Sithe ukuze sikuqalise lokhu kungangcono sikhuthaze intatheli zindaba ukuze sibone ukuthi undatshana ezijeneyo ezibhaliweyo kumnyaka osanda kwedlula, sibone ukuthi esingazifaka emabhukwini zingani, njalo lokhu sikwenza kuyindlela yokuthi sizame kakhulu ukuze labo abafundela umsebenzi wokuba izintatheli bathole amabhuku abangawabala ukuze bathole abangakufunda kuwo.
Zikhona iziphathamandla zenhlanganiso ezihlezi ziphathisa enhlelweni zokuthuthukiswa kwentatheli zindaba okubalisa eye-UNESCO. UMnumzana Nhlanhla Ezekiel Dlamini yisiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwehlelo e-UNESCO. Ugcizelele uDlamini phezu kokuqakatheka kwemithetho evumela ukusebenza kwentatheli zindaba zikhululekile sikhathi sonke.
Abantu bethu badinga ukuthi babe informed ukuthi kwenzekani around them. Badinga ukuthi babe informed ukuthi kwenzekani even uma public offices. Ngeke sikwenze lokho uma singanayo le mithetho esivumeleka ukuthi singene sicheke even ama bank accounts abantu abasiphethe. Ngoba abantu abasiphethe phela abangisiphathele ukuthi basiphathele bona, basiphathele isizwe sonke lesi. Kungakho izinto abazenzayo ziyi-interest kubantu besizwe sonke.
Wengeza uDlamini ethi sikhona isidingo sokuba amazwe wonke asebenzele ukufinyelela isibanga esiphezulu sokwethulwa kwezindaba.
I-UNESCO ithi asikhuphuke sonke siye kuma-international standards. Engingakusho nje ukuthi mina ngifama eSwazini, iSwaziland nayo ifuna ukuthi ikhuphuke iye ku-international standards. Sibukile eSouth Africa nakhona banerumi yokuthi bakhuphuke baye kwi-international standard. Kanjalo neZimbabwe.
Ugwalo oluphawulwe okusemthethweni eHarare lamhla ngaphambilini kosuku oluqakathekisa imisebenzi yentatheli zindaba lumumethe indatshana ezalotshwa ngezinye zentatheli zindaba kuleli. Ungenwe zintatheli zindaba ngokwazulu umkhosi, inhlanganiso ezivalisa iMisa Zimbabwe, Federation of African Media Women in Zimbabwe, FAMS, kanye le-UNESCO. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
In Intsha yemaNdebeleni ikakhulu esikhalangeni ehlala kwele South Africa isisole kakhulu amazwi kaMongameli Mgabe awethule izolo awukuthi abesikhalangeni kabafundanga njalo yibo abadala amacala eSouth Africa. Abatsha laba bathi okwenza babe kwele South Africa ikwehluleka ukubusa kukaMongameli Robert Mgabe. Njalo bathi bazathumela uhulumende weZimbabwe incwadi yokusola amazwi akhe. Kuvika uBenedict Nhlapo eSt Johannesburg kwele South Africa.
The Kalangas were very notorious to South Africa by Ziganwa. Educated enough to assume my jobs.
Linkulu moyethulwe uMongameli Robert Mugabe ekhuluma labezindaba eHarare ngemva komhlangano weSADC izolo isichiye intsha emaNdebeleni ikakhulu abesikhalangeni bezonde beganono wabo. Umnumzana Dizana Dube odabuka kotsuku ePlumtree phansi kwenduna uMadlambuzi uthi kuyaba mangalisa ukuthi umuntu owathola umnotho umimpo wawuguguda waze walala phansi ngogedla namhlanje nguye osebatshela ukuthi abafundanga bayizigebenga njalo kakusehulumende obenze baya kwele South Africa.
Mnumzana asiphathekanga kahle neze singamakhalanga ngoba over these years thina akazasenzele lutho, akazasenzeni. Thina we have always worked hard for ourselves, sizisiza yikho sabeya kulelizwe kubo esiphethe kahle kube asanga size lapha lapho sosithikela khona. Obviously mawunobaba ekhaya engakuphathanga kahle engakwazi ukukondla, obviously uzohamba yokwelusa emzini kwenza ukuthi nawe uthole okokugqoka mhlawumbe nokokudla.
Udube uthi okubazwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi sebeze bathathelwa ngisho le misebenzi yokuthanyela endaweni ezigoqela emahofisini emingcele ePlumtree. Leyo misebenzi yaphiwa abantu abangazi ngisho lo a wesikhalangeni.
Ikusithuka ukuthi asifundanga kube sifundile ukusinika umsebenzi umuphi umsebenzi olawo ngoba ngikhuluma ngithi sinama 3 border gates laphana ePlumtree, sinama Tsiloji, Ramakhwebane and Maitengwe. Noma ukuthi asifundanga kambe ishona abantu abachanyela eborder kungaze kube ngamashona phoba kithi noma ukuthi asifundanga, asifundanga nokuthi sihloka nje ukuchanyela thina kuze kube dinga umuntu aseHarare ezochanyela eborder laphana ukuthi okona ngoba thina sifundanga.
Umnumzana Never Sibanda omgcini ihlalo wabatsha ebandleni lezaphu kwele South Africa uthi basele bebambe wangaphansi ngamazwi kaMongameli.
Ukuze abantu basemathebeleleni bebelana eSouth Africa yireason kaMgabe wasihlasela ngeGugurawod wabulala abantu abaningi, abantu babaleka baze eSouth Africa. Uthe ngaboma 90s futhi lakhona ilizwe seliqale ngathi umnotho uyehla, abantwana abaningi babaleka baza eGoli.
Kodwa Sibanda uthi labo abamazi kahle uMongameli Mgabe ngalokhu akwenza kwele Mandebeleni ngesikhathi seGugurawod kakufanelanga bethuswe lokho akuchiloyo.
Ukuze abantu bebelana eSouth Africa imbangela kaMgabe ngokwehluleka ukubusa ilizwe lethu, into engabatshela nabantu bakithi ukuthi hayi bengamnaki kakhulu uMgabe, ivele unjalo, uvele yena unenzondo kweminye imihlobo.
Umnumzana Mbuyiseni Moyo odabuka kondolwane ePlumtree uthi abakubongayo nje ukuthi uMongameli Mgabe usezowaphumela obala ngalokho yena lebandla lakhe leZanu PF abakucabangayo ngamakhalanga kanye lentshajikelele yemaNdebeleni.
Akumele ngavotele lo muntu. Umuntu oyikhalanga nje ngamele ngaphinde avotele lo muntu. Ngoba sekhulumile kahle ukuthi thina amakhalanga kahle kahle eZimbabwe. Number 1 kusho ukuthi akasifuni, number 2 kusho ukuthi useless. So why should we vote for i-government engakufuniyo wena? So manje nganxusa wonke amakhalanga ukuthi phansi ukuvotela izihani.
Umoyo uthi balungiselela ukubhalela uhulumende weZimbabwe incwadi bekhonona ngale nkulumo ethulwe nguMongameli Mgabe. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Uzulu weZimbabwe umanyene ekusoleni amazwi kaMongameli Mgabe ukuthi abantu besikhalangeni kabafundanga njalo baya eSouth Africa ukuya kwenza imisebenzi efana lobusela leminye engalunganga. Amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisawo lawo atshengise ukukhathazeka ngamazwi la esithi uMgabe kumele axolise. Ibandla leMDCT lithi uMongameli Mgabe sekwezele udubo lokuhlaselwa kwabo kuza kwele South Africa ngamazwi akhe. Unopala jikelele waleli bandla uMnumzana Douglas Monzora uthi ibandla lakhe limala besikhalangeni abathukiweyo ngoba lona lifuna ukumanyana kwendimi zonke zelizwe. Icele leMTC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube lona lithi kuyamangalisa ukuthi phakathi kwabantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu abavela eZimbabwe umgabe engakhetha abesikhalangeni kuphela. Leli bandla lithi umgabe uyakhohlwa ukuthi isisusa sokuyaphephela kwele South Africa nguye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele siphathamandla sebandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Morris Ngwenya endawonye lonopala jikelele webandla leMTC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu ongowesikhalangeni njalo osungula lingxoxo.
Ye lapha wayekhuluma ngesabelo seMatebeleland South nxa singakhangelisisa ikuthi yibo abaseduzane lemingcele eyokuya eBotswana kanye-ke le-South Africa. Siyakhangela njalo abantu besikhalangeni bayatholakala ngapha, batholakale njalo eBotswana. Ngakho-ke lapha singezwa kwakuyinkulumo eleqiniso, hhatshi eyokuphoxa abantu kumbe eyokubakhangelela phansi, kodwa yinto evele isenzakala, sakhula sikubona lokhu, sakhula sisizwa njalo ukuthi abantu ngale baphonga ukuhamba nje. Njalo nxa siqathanisa, ungahamba ngale kwele Matabeleland North, ungahamba esabelweni sabobhinga nabohangi, abantu vele balobuhloko nabantu abezambia.
Mnumzana Mzila Ndlovu, nantu daba.
Ngiyabonga baba Gandhi, ngiyabonga ukuthi namhlanje umongameli welizweleli useve wayibeka bhadla indaba avele ehlala ethukuthele ngayo enhliziyweni yakhe, indlela into eyindlela yokubandulula abantu bakithi. Kukhona ukuthi nje abantu besikhalangeni akuqakathekanga, okuqakathekeleyo ukuthi ukhuluma ngeMatabeleland South. Njalo nxa ekhuluma ngeMatabeleland South ukhuluma ngeMatabeleland region as a whole. Ngifuna ukuphendula indaba kaNgwenya lapho kuqala ngakayiqhubekeli phambili ukuthi nxa esikhona kuliqiniso lokho ukuthi vele abantu bakithi yibaba yeGoli, sikhangela abantu abafika 700 abathunyezelwe ekhaya kade sababalekela udlame eSouth Africa. Bonke laba bantu bebengabantu bakogudi nezakha, wonke umuntu uyakwazi khona lokho. So nxa bekuliqiniso kwenziwa yini ukuthi abantu abakhaya belethwa bebaleka ngalelo kuvela eGoli bethi babuyele ekhaya kube ngabantu abavela eMashonaland? Ukuthi kulinto engamanga naleyo. Into yesibili, sizwa kuthiwa umkakhe wazalela eGoli. Angithi wazalela eGoli ngabazali bakhe abangamashona. So kudala wazalelwa eGoli. So kungathiwa khona iGoli yayivele ngabantu beplant, yayivele ngabantu beKZ, yayivele ngabantu beBeitbridge. Akusilo iqiniso. Abavele eMashonaland, abasiminya eMatabeleland, ngabantu ababuya bethatha imisebenzi abantu ababethu bekhanyele.
Mnumzana Ngwenya, uyawezwa amazwi kamnumzana Ndlovu lapha, ungathini wena?
Ye, mina njengoba ngishilo ubufakazi ukuthi abantu balapha eZimbabwe la kwamanye amazwe balobudlelwano bukhona, kusukisela umnotho welizwe leli ungakadilizwa ngama-sanctions abizelwa i-MDC, kwakuvele kuzenzakala ukuthi abantu babephuma lapha eZimbabwe besiya kungabe eSouth kumbe eBotswana. Singakhangela abe-Beitbridge ngale abesivenda vele balobudlelwano vele nabantu abase-South Africa ngale, njalo nabesixosa singakhangela inkosi yesixosa yabuya lapha baqinisa sibili ubudlelwano labo embembe sikhona ngani sakubona lokhu kusenzakani. Konke lokhu liqiniso elikhona esilibonayo. Abanye balekele isikolo besithi badinga umsebenzi eSouth kumbe eBotswana, lokhu liqiniso esingazake silibaye silibalekele.
Nanto ke udaba mnumzana Ndlovu, uyavumelana nayo
uNgwenya engabalekele iqiniso? Into ekhulunywa lapha kayisiyo ukudlelwana kwabantu kwenhlobo yabantu nxa zonke zamabhoda. Into ekhulunywa lapha ngeyokuthi abantu beplantry loba bakalanga bayabaleka ezikolweni benjalo besiyadinga umsebenzi eGoli, yibo abayeGoli. Asilo qiniso. Abantu abaphendike bebaleka eGoli sezibodlame olezinophobia ngabantu abavela eMashonaland. Into yesibili ephethwe ngumgaba engifuna siyikhulume kakhesi ngendaba ezemfundo, uthi vele siyaziwa ngokungafundi. Kanti abantu beplantry namhlanje kuzathiwa bebevele bengafundanga. Kwathi ukuthatha ilizwe imfundo yayivele igxile nga, siyakwazi ukuthi imfundo yayivele igxile ezikoleni ezifana nabo-Tegwane lapho kwafunda khona amashona amaningi. Kanti usebenza labo-Parents Shiri, o-Parents Shiri bafunde eTegwane, wayesebenza labo-Zopho, o-Zopho bafunde eTegwane, nabanye abaningi-ke omkono weshuro uprofesa lo wafayo wayevele wayefunde eTegwane. Amashona amaningi ayethola imfundo lapha eMatabeleland. So kwenza njani ukuthi abantu bakithi ababeyibo abavele izikolo ezikhona lapha elokuze eMatabeleland elizweni eleZimbabwe sebeyibo abangothiwaka bafundanga, kwenze njani? Kakuwamukela umgaba ukuthi nguye okubangeleyo khona lokhu ukuthi abantu bakithi babaleke kuludlame alufakayo ne 50 brigade into esibili kuyikubandlulo yabantu ngomhlobo ukuthi imsebenzi endaweni esigabeni zabo bengayiphathi iphathe ngabantu abangamashona.
Umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu ngonobhala jikelele webandla le-MTC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walsh Mencube. Ubexoxa endawonye lomsekeli webandla le-ZANU-PF umnumzana Morris Ngwenya. Velo Chris Gande we-Studio 7. Kustudio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sihluzeni bomama sikhangela umkhuba oqhubekayo kwabesifazana ukugcoba amafutha ukuphendula ijwabu ikakhulu ebusweni ukuba mhlophe. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Umkhokheli we-MTC umnumzana Walsh Mencube uthi ukubhidlika komnotho lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni kumele kube isifundo ebantwini ukuthi nxa bevota kumele bavotele ibandla elilamaqhinga ukuthuthukisa impilo zabo. Embikweni wethu lenamhla ngaphambilini kwelanga lezisebenzi kusasa, uNcube usole njalo ibandla le-ZANU-PF ngokwethembisa uZulu amanga ngokuthi lizasungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili ngaphambilini kokhetho luka-2013. Uthi abantu kumele bavuse inkophe nxa bevota bengaze bavotela ibandla elizabalethela indubo ezifana lalezi ezikhona kathesi phansi kombuso we-ZANU-PF. Wengeze wathi kuyadanisa ukuba izigidi lezigidi zabantu zidla imbuya ngoluthi. Ilanga le-Workers Day kusasa liza ngesikhathi inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ziqhubeka zilahlekelwa imisebenzi njalo umnotho oqhubeka uqhaqheka ngamandla. Sixhume isikhulumeli se-MTC umnumzana Joshua Mhambi wagcizelela amazwi kaNcube.
Uhlupho esinalo ukuthi nabakhokheli sikhuluma nje abalacebo leqhinga lokuthi bangasisusa njani kulobu bunzima esikubo. Kodwa thina besisithi indaba entsha ephathelane lezisebenzi layo wonke umuntu elizweni ukuthi esikuvotelayo yikho esikudlayo. Sibuyele egabeni lokuthi sekumele sivule amehlo ekukhetheni la esikhethe amajongo samatsha la maxhwebhu asebhugile sekusala le nkomo nazolima ngazo kulesikhathi lapho ziguqula khona ukufake ezincane. Uhlupho lwezisebenzi kusekuthi sikhetha njani abathi bandele imisebenzi.
Uhulumende kumele enzeni Mhambi ukulungisisa udaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi?
Ngingakhuluma iqiniso ukuthi esingelakho khathesi nguhulumende, esingelakho yibukhokheli. So singaqhubeka sithi uhulumende enzeni, silabantu abaholayo ngikhuluma nje khathesi abadla imali yesizwe eyemithelo, kodwa icebo lokuthi basenzeleni abanalo. Ngaleso sizathu kuba nzima ukuthi sithi uhulumende kasenzele lokhu, ngoba okwamanje asilakho khonokhothwa nguhulumende. Imigwaqo ibufakazi, izibhedlela ibufakazi, izikolo ibufakazi. Le misebenzi bazayidala njani ubudlelwano bethu lamanye amazwe bububi kangaka? Thina siyayengana phakathi lapha, kodwa eqinisweni ukuze sivuke kumele ubudlelwano lethu namanye amazwe buhlambuluke.
Umnumzana Joshua Mhambi isikhulumeli se-MTC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walsh Mencube sixoxela ekobulawayo. Ukusetshenziswa kwamafutha okugcoba enza umuntu abe mhlophe ikakhulu ebusweni kubikwa kuqhubeka hathi eZimbabwe kuphela kodwa lakwamanye amazwe abinsundu awezwekazi le-Afrika. Iningi labantu abasebenzisa amafutha la likholwa ukuthi ubuhle ikuba mhlophe kungakhathalekile ukuthi angaba yingozi kumpilakahle yabo amafutha la. ukuze sihlaziye ukuthi kambe kulungile na ukuthi abesifazana abasebenzise amafutha okugcoba akulezi nsuku okuguqula umbala wejwabu loba ukuthi ube mhlophe. Sixoxelo makhosazana Ndlovu okhethwa ukuba ngumizimbabwe USA ngomnyaka ka 2006 ukuze sizwe umbono wakhe ngalolu daba.
I think nxa ukhompitha kuma beauty pageants, mina personally ukwenza something like plastic surgery or awungama augmentations of whatever body part, lokhu kuyabe kungokwakho. But mina where I draw the line for me is ukubleacha iskin, whether kuyi beauty pageant or kuyi personal life, ngiyayinyanya into yangikhona vele angifuni lokuyibona, ngoba i-foundation yangikhona is okay. Is abafazi or omama, we allowed ukuthi sibe in charge of our bodies that we own ukuthi our bodies that siwayenzani siyawachinja in any kind of way that we like. But when it comes to ukubleacha iskin sakho, one, it introduces ama cancerous issues, you know, you can get cancer, uyakula civilly. It's such a dangerous thing. And the psychological effects of it, I think it's a different category. So I'm for Melanda as it comes to that. But in terms of whatever changes you want to make on umzimbako as umama or umfazi, I fully support it.
Umakhosazana Ndlovu wakhethwa ukuba nguMiss Zimbabwe USA ngo-2006. Obekhuluma ecingweni lo Sithandekile Mhlanga eseNew York khonapha eMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, intatheli zindaba zalile ukuya ku-press conference yeqembu le-Highlanders zitshengisela ukungathokozi kwazo ngesinqumo saleli qembu. Esokwalisa abaqeqeshi balo ukukhuluma lentatheli ecingweni, kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Isinqumo esithethwe yinkokheli yeqembu le-Highlanders ensukwini ezedluleyo esokuba abaqeqeshi balo bakhulume bekhangelene lentatheli enkundleni mzukana leli qembu lidlala langolwesine ku-press conference eqhutshelwe ofisini yaleli qembu kuphela sekudale ukufuthelana okukhulu. Iqembu le-Highlanders libize intatheli zindaba ku-press conference ngempela viki edlileyo lapho elethwile khona umbiko wokuba isiphathamandla saleli qembu uNdumiso Gumede nguye osezakhuluma lentatheli ngaphandle kwangolwesine lamzukana iqembu lidlala ngempela viki. Intatheli ziveze ukungathokozi kwazo ngalesi simo kodwa uGumede utshile izikeyi esithi amaqembu akobulawa ayadlala kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League maningi, yikho intatheli kumele zike zixolele ibhoso kwezinye insuku.
Kathi sifuna izitori lezi zibe izitori eziphuma kithi silapha. We are giving you a platform, nansi platform. Say what it takes to be behind me. Ake nisiphe ispace sokuthi senze izinto kuhle.
Intatheli zindaba zizame ukuchasisa indlela ezisebenza ngayo sithi isinqumo sokuba zingaxoxile abaqeqeshi ngaphandle kwangolwesine langempela viki senza umsebenzi wabo ube nzima.
Simele sizwisise ukuthi Highlanders can be a big institution, yes, but do you know ukuthi abantu bebuye ground ipress yane khona kanti statement sika ndoda onguye ozibambileyo othi we are geared up to go and win. But if you keep quiet and made it out to Zabona and get
umgcini sihlalo weqembu le-Highlanders uPeter Dube ugcine ethembisa intatheli ukuba lolu daba bazaluhlolisisa kakutsha esithi okudale ukuba bafike kuleso sinqumo yokuzama ukuvikela isimo seqembu. Udaba olucasule inkokheli zeqembu le-Highlanders ngolokuthi umqeqeshi walo umafu ophume ezindabeni kuthiwa uthe lo Jesu angeke aliqeqeshe leli qembu ngenxa yabalandeli balo abangela sineke. Ngokucasuka kokukhulu zithe zisuka ku-press conference leyo, intatheli zindaba zemidlalo zangabhala udaba lokuthi umafu uthe yena akasomqeqeshi we-Power. Mhlawumbe kuyindlela yokukhomba inkokheli ze-Highlanders ukuba la ku-press conference zingatholakala indaba ezingafaki iqembu esimeni esihle. Namhla njalo bekumele ibe khona i-press conference ofisini yebhozo kodwa intatheli zindaba zemidlalo kazizange ziligxobe. Umsekeli kamqeqeshi weqembu uMandla Mpofu kanye lenkokheli zeqembu baze bazihambela. UMpofu nguye okhulume le ntatheli ngemva komdlalo weqembu le-Highlanders leli Dongo Somili ngesonto edlileyo. Iqembu lebhozo lizemukele le-Capes United ngesonto enkundleni ye-Papa Fields emdlalweni we-league. Ngiyemele Studio 7 kobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga tjahalakithi. Hayi ke kwanele mthwakazomuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo. Kodwa lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.